great entertainment right here. I'll be right back.
I'm going to entertain the people while you do the thing. Hello and welcome to Blossom. No, we're not starting Blossom Buddies just yet. We're dealing with our technological difficulties, as one does in the year of our Lord 2021. I'm currently streaming live to Instagram. I'm currently streaming live to TikTok. And I'm currently streaming live to Zoom. So, plugging in a pair of headphones. We'll see how this sounds. See if I turn these headphones on. See if they keep it from me being able to hear, but also... Yeah, so I can't hear from this side anymore, but it sounds like I can hear on his side, which means if he plugs headphones in, you'll still be able to hear us. It'll all be good in the hood. But Craig, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Will you be able to, will your mic still work?
I don't know. Hello?
Here, let me, hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh, but I can still hear you through, like, out of my phone. The fuck?
Did you plug the headphones into your phone?
Yeah, just one sec here. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Were you entertaining while I was gone?
Oh, hello?
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 Hello? I can hear you.
These are the headphones I use for this when I do with Kaylin.
Hello? Hello?
Okay, say words.
Words? I'm speaking into my Zoom right now. You can hear that?
Yeah,
is that what you're listening for? Okay.
Okay, I can hear it. Check your headphones to make sure you can hear me on Instagram.
Oh yeah. Okay. Okay. Say something.
Words.
Words. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna put those headphones over there so they don't distract me. Your headphones are making all kinds of horrible sounds.
Yeah, because I plugged headphones into my phone and then I picked them up and put them down. This is the worst idea of all time. Even worse than a podcast called The Worst Idea of All Time.
Well, look, I'm on a little bit of a slant now because of this phone being wireless.
Your phone's wireless?
We're on TikTok as well.
Oh my God, I can't see that because I've got a phone in front of my screen and also I've got my notes up on the other side of my screen. I can see your video on my phone. Hold it up to your phone. There you go. Now I can see it. There's your house on TikTok. Hey,
how's it filming beyond the camera?
I don't know. This is crazy.
I'm tripping out, dude. What
the fuck? Too many cameras.
I've become somewhat of a constant streamer.
We have no viewers.
Sure, we do. We have one viewer.
That's like me or you.
Yeah.
It's not. That's how I remember. They left.
They left.
Our good friends at the That's How I Remember It podcast, which I don't know when the last time they put an episode was.
They were like, you can be on the podcast network if you have 1 million views. And then we got 3 views. And then they were like, no, you're fired.
Yeah, that's not, I don't want to get those two worlds confused. That's How I Remember It is actually not on Michael's podcast network, which we can also plug, the Sonar podcast network. That's Mike's thing. That has nothing to do with the other people. That's How I Remember It.
This podcast hasn't officially started yet, though.
No, it has not. It could start at any time.
To the Instagram, I'm more banking on the Instagram viewers being like, they're going to see it later. They're going to audio listener. So if you're listening, the audio, you're getting a sneak peek that are behind the scenes. We probably won't do this again because of how much fucking doing it took. But this is a good experience to try it out. What's up, TikTok? There's nobody watching on TikTok yet. Or probably will ever watch because they're only hearing one side of the conversation. So
what we both need to get is our like crazy like stands, like tripods that can just hold like 4 phones at a time. And we also need like 4 phones. Then we can go to Facebook Live. And does Twitter have live streaming? We'll do that.
Yes.
We'll invent it.
I think YouTube has it. I know that for sure.
YouTube's got it. YouTube definitely has it. Twitch. we can go to Twitch, I guess. What are you drinking there? You got a headstock? I got a support.
Yeah, I'm drinking a headstock. I'm off tomorrow. Are you off tomorrow? Well, you're on parental leave,
I've gone back to work part time though. I'm 2 days a week now, Monday and Tuesday.
So what the folks are getting here is a sneak peek at next week's episode. We're haven't started recording yet. We're just this is the fun part where we just there's Kaylin. Kaylin will stick around for a bit.
Oh, hello, Kaylin. What's going on?
Kaylin, you know, you guys haven't met before in real life, but...
Say hi to your mother for me.
I mean, we could... Oh, Kaylin, here, he can come and just join our live for a sec.
Simon Fraser Community College joined, but they're also gone.
Yeah, that's my pal, Simon.
Oh, holla.
Hey, what's up? I can't super hear you because I have to see. I can put two different pairs.
There has to be a better way to do this. There has to be. There has to be. Kaylin, I don't know if you know what's going on here, but we've got laptops and phones and several sets of headphones.
I want to show you my setup. It's fucking hilarious.
Here is that. That's your webcam.
Yeah, I'm using my webcam to show everyone.
That's going to Zoom. Hold on.
Yeah,
I got too many things. Oh, there's okay. Cool. Now I can see. Oh, I hate this. My job is making sure stuff like this works. Not stuff like this specifically. I've never been tasked with setting up Zoom/Instagram Live for recording.
It's not working.
It's true. That's true. I can't hear anyone on the Instagram Live. So if anyone's talking to us, sorry.
Yeah, Kaylin's talking about how it's 2021 now.
Mm-hmm. You think you could use one device to stream to everything simultaneously? I think you can. There's software that'll do
you
it.
I just was not
prepared. I've got software that I have used to live stream DJing before that I think will also stream to multiple places at the same time.
This is fucking
This is great. Do you want to talk about Blossom?
Yeah, okay, let's do an episode of Blossom Buddies. We'll leave Kaylin up. Whoa, fuck, my TikTok screen fell over. We'll leave Kaylin on the live. Kaylin, we won't be able to hear you. We won't be able to hear you while we're doing the episode, but if you talk late, when the Instagram goes onto my IGTV, what you say will be heard.
Yeah, so you can talk to the audience without us being able to censor you whatsoever.
It's true. Please don't say anything racist. Okay, 20 minutes on the clock.
20 minutes on there. I can't use the clock because my phone. I guess I could use my watch to check this out.
You have a smartwatch. Jesus.
I'm about to do it.
Okay.
Hold on.
So if you're watching this for... Okay, so if you're watching
start
this
a timer for 22 minutes.
If you're watching this for the first time, we put 20 minutes on the clock and we talk about an episode of Blossom. Is there 20 minutes on the clock?
22 minutes. That's going.
All right. Is it going?
Better be. Oh, okay. It's going.
Hello and welcome to Blossom Buddies, the very first episode of Blossom Buddies Live. if you're watching on Instagram Live right now, Kaylin is here as a live guest, but he won't be able to interact with the show.
It's a one-way guest.
It's chaos. Can hear us. He can hear us. If he yells, I can kind of hear him because I've got a headset over here.
If we all knew sign language, it could work.
I don't know sign language. Kaylin, if you want to interact with the show, are you able to...
He knows that's Klingon sign language, not American sign language.
If you want to interact with the show, I think you might be able to comment in the chat, but if you're on the live, you probably can't comment in the chat. Well, maybe you can. Oh, you totally can. Look, cum dumpster. Okay. So for the audio listeners, I just wrote it and I wrote it wrong. For the audio listeners this week, you're going to have a treat where we fucking talk to an Instagram live potentially as well. So go to my Instagram at Important Influencer, aka at Spider9000 later if you want to watch the weird live version that we do. Kayla's just finishing work. Here we go. Cool.
All right, we're talking season 5, episode 7, Dirty Rotten Scoundrel. Not plural Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, just one. One Dirty Rotten Scoundrel. And we open on Kennedy playing chess with Nick. And of course she wins because why would you have Nick beating a 5-year-old at chess?
That's true. The dog's back.
The dog's back. Winston is back. He is hilarious by just sitting there again because that's his thing. He just sits there emotionless and people laugh.
A lot of just dog humor. But in the background this time, what the fucking dog hasn't even been in the episode for five episodes.
Like that.
I think the dog was just in the season premiere, and that's just about it. Well, okay, Kaylin left.
He's gonna let us do our thing, which is fair.
Cool. That's cool. That's very fair.
Weirded me out having him stare at me.
It's true. I was having that issue as well. This is the most.
It has nothing to do with Kaylin specifically. Just I think anyone on my phone staring at us would be weird.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is the most chaotic episode of Blossom Buddies to date, and we've had.
Let's get to it. We're running out of the clock.
There's not a whole lot to talk about in this. Well, this one is a little bit better than this.
They all suck.
So
they all suck. But anyway, Six and Blossom went shopping, and now they're going to be fashion designers. They come in with some white T-shirts, and they're like, "Hey, we put zero thought into this plan, but we're going to be world renowned fashion designers." That's literally their plot of this episode, which I thought was just going to be a side plot with nothing to do with the rest of the story. It was just going to be like one of those episodes where we check in on Blossom and Six every other scene. But it does kind of pay off later to be a major plot point.
That's true. And we do get a lot of them, us going back to them. But this show has just kind of become that. It's kind of just become like these little mini stories. They're all jammed together. And my wife actually watched it with me and she was like, "Why are you doing a Blossom podcast?" And I'm like, "It wasn't like this before. It's become full on Full House." And this episode really has that in spades with the chess through line.
At least Full House, though, their dog was on wheels.
And the dog was hilarious.
Yeah. What was his name?
Drandus. Drungulus.
Drandus. Daedalus.
Drundrelo Bongulus. I cannot remember. If you know the dog, the dog's name was Six.
It was not Six.
Somebody in the chat said, that's why I remember
that's,
it says
that's, that the how, that's how I remember it. I'm not sure who runs their Instagram. Could be Mike. Could be Comet.
Comet. Picard. Picard with the save. That's awesome. Actually, this might be helpful for when we get.
This might be helpful. Yeah, we don't have to ask. We don't have to shout at Google across the room to tell us these things.
So Joey has a girlfriend still. This is the first time.
Like super dumb. Like Joey's amazingly smart compared to her.
It's the same girl from the last time who was amazingly dumb, who is from Clueless. The redhead from Clueless is his girlfriend.
Moment. It was Comet, Kaylin. Kaylin's still guessing the dog's name. Cosmo, he said, which is close. That's Seinfeld, though. He's the dog Kramer. On Seinfeld.
Cosmo, Comet. Oh.
Okay, we're getting off track. This is not a Full House podcast. I knew this would happen. We'd go Instagram Live and people would be like, "Can you guys talk about a better show than Blossom?" And no, we can't.
Oh, I think it is the new one, too. I think Picard's right that Cosmo is the name of Comet's child in Fuller House.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That's great. Anyway, so the dog is watching the chess, and Joey leaves. He's going to play baseball. He's with the dumb girl. Blossom and Six are doing fashion designing, and it's tough. They're doing a terrible job at it. Six's design is just a bunch of number sixes, and Blossom's design is just a picture of a flower, and they're all very literally poorly drawn. Like, not only do they have no fashion designing experience, they appear to have no designs, if you will, on visual art whatsoever, because these pictures look like they were drawn by 5-year-olds.
Half of their things are, it turns out to be tie-dye, and half of them look like prints that came from a store anyway. Like, they just bought shirts. And when they first come in and they talk about this, they're like, "You've heard of Liz Claiborne," and they've named another bunch of other women's clothing lines, and then they're just like,
"Check out my designs. I drew a bunch of sixes with Crayola markers."
Yeah, and did a bunch of tie dye. That's actually bad.
Anyway, Joey's leaving. So, I love this part. So Joey's out back. He's about to go on the road to play baseball, and he's saying goodbye to Tanya. And he's like, "I really hate goodbyes, Tanya." She goes, "Me too." Pauses for a second and walks away.
Just walks away.
Fucking brilliant. Brilliant. But brilliant basically, there's two good jokes in this episode.
He has the realization that essentially he likes this girl. He likes her a lot. He doesn't want to jeopardize that. And he's kind of asking her to go steady. He's like, "We've been dating for a while.
They're going to miss you.
You know, and she's like, "Well, you could write me while you're there." And he's like, "I'm going to be pretty busy. I'll have to do that when I get back." I thought that was pretty funny.
They're both dumb. And then Joey leaves Tanya at his own house. He's like, "Well, like, I'm going to play baseball. Like, I'll leave you here at my house."
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. So we go inside, and Carol is hammering a nail into a wall, and Nick gets super turned on.
I wrote that Nick cops a perv. Nick cops a perv. I've coined that term.
He
cops a perv.
He pops a bone.
He's fully erect. He's got to be fully erect during this because they make out super hard.
They tackle each other onto the couch. Tony and Shelly come in.
And yeah, and he's sitting
this is the other good joke. This is the other good joke of the episode. Did you get this one down?
What did he say?
They pause awkwardly for a minute while right. Nick and Carol are dry humping. And then Tony goes, "Is this a bad time?" And Nick goes, "Not for me." And I like yeah. that.
That's true, because he was boned up and zoned
in. Okay, yep, that works.
He copped a perv. I also wanted to point out that when Carol is trying to hang the, it's called a, what did I write? It's called a tribbet, which is like a serving dish that you hang in your
tribbet
house.
Tribbet or trib? Yeah, I don't know.
Tribbet.
I thought it was with a V, trivet.
Oh, trivet.
I don't know. She's British. Who knows what she's saying?
I don't know.
She's got all kinds of crazy words. What's a lorry? A truck? You mean a truck? Just say truck.
The bin, the lift. So Nick cops a perv, and she's standing up on a chair, and she just drops the hammer right where she's standing onto a wooden floor. And I get that they're in a studio. Let's
go forward. Can we go forward? So Shelly and Tony are already here.
Oh, my God.
Shelly wants fried papaya with onions because she's pregnant. And that's true. The joke that lasts the next two episodes at least is that she just eats a bunch of weird shit. That's
she's very Shelley's hungry because she's pregnant.
I wish I get it. That's what sitcoms do with pregnant women.
I mean, they still do that with pregnant women. That's been the joke of sitcoms for pregnant women for literally since the beginning of sitcoms.
Yeah. Did I say they stopped doing it?
No.
Good. All right, let's move on. When my wife was pregnant, all she wanted to eat was like plain stuff, like potatoes and crackers. Like soda crackers. I mean, she still likes soda crackers. She didn't want pickles or papaya fried with onions.
Right. So Carol goes to buy ice cream. We go to the hotel room now where Joey is.
Well, hold up. Carol goes to buy ice cream and is like, "Hey, Blossom, I can't take Kennedy with me because her friend's showing up. Can you watch Kennedy for me?" Because like back at the beginning, Kennedy was like, "Oh, I need a friend to come over." And Carol was calling all of Kennedy's friend's parents to find someone to come over. Which is important because in a couple scenes, Damien from The Shining shows up.
Right. So we're at the hotel room now where Joey's staying. Did you notice that all these hotel rooms are just the same hotel room with different motifs? Rooms.
Yeah.
Different this decorations. This one has like a underwater theme. And a random woman is just there. I guess her name is Alex. She's wearing a Grunion's jacket.
Yeah, they I got the impression.
Really explain. I thought she's going to be a psycho fan.
No, she is the sex worker that the team has on retainer. It seems like.
Yeah, that was much more likely because she just
that's what I wrote down.
Starts trying to suck Joey's dick like immediately.
She's just in the hotel room. She's like, "Listen, like I'm with the team's coaching staff, and I each season pick a player that needs some motivation.
And a hand job, and with that goes into the mouth."
Yeah, because and so Joey's plot for the rest of the episode is just we just keep cutting back to him not like trying not to bang this woman.
Well, they keep cutting back to hit her sexually, almost sexually assaulting him, borderline sexual assault, sexual harassment, because he's like, no. And she's like, well, what if I just take this jacket off to reveal my exposed breasts?
Yeah, how about now?
Yeah, exactly.
But and he's Joey, not having it. And then eventually, after like five scenes, he's like, you know what? I think I really like someone back home. So no. And then she's like, cool. Let's go get dinner. That's all it took. All he had to do is be honest.
That's true. And also when they go to get, like, why would they still go to get dinner? Like, Joey should just be like, fucking no. Get out of here.
Oh, no, they got to eat. You can...
She slaps can him on friends. The ass and we got a huge whoa. That happened as well.
Oh, I missed the ass slap. But we men can be friends with women. Without having sex with them.
I know they
can go to dinner. And
in this instance, I think it's highly inappropriate.
She's psychotic.
That she put the moves on him, cried a little bit at one point, and then was like, you know what? Why don't we just go get dinner anyway?
Like emotional manipulation. She just like started crying and was like, I think I have something in my eye. Can you look at it? And like shoved her tongue in his face.
It's true.
Yeah.
So essentially that's that. But yeah, so we skipped a little bit. Let's go back to the kid arriving, Lizzie.
Yeah.
Who is a fucking nightmare kid, but the best part of this episode, hands down, because she is just dishing out shit in the.
I don't know. What she's dishing out is, I mean, I would call it shit, but like not. She's not clever. She's just a little prick.
When she walks,
she shows up. She's like, "I have a megaphone. You can't have my
fridge." I thought that was the funniest line.
No, this kid is the worst. This kid, this was a poor attempt at making a
lot of opinions about the young Lizzie.
No,
I think it's her parents that are the problem. We'll get to them in a moment.
But yeah, Kennedy's friend Lizzie shows up and is just like, listen, I'm the boss here. I have a megaphone and I'm going to shout out this megaphone and no one can touch. She just brings a megaphone. And it's like, this is my thing for the day. I'm going to shout out a megaphone. Six tries to be super nice to her and she's like, fuck you. And Blossom's like, listen, we don't talk like that in my house and no megaphones.
Yeah.
We're doing great for time. We got like 9 minutes left.
Cool. Did you notice that Blossom and Six are just covered in fucking ink and they're like sitting on all the furniture?
They were doing tie-dye, but I guess they let it dry.
But like, I guess in like 2 seconds, that's what they were doing.
I don't know. I did not really keep track of the timeline, the chronology of this episode. Sitcom time works in mysterious ways, Jason. We know this. It could have been hours. Carol could have been getting ice cream for hours. We have no idea.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I don't know. Like, I don't, you're trying to put logic into whether the dye on their arms would be dry or not. I get it. They shouldn't be sitting on the furniture.
You don't have a thing where like if you're like dirty at all, you like can't sit on the couch because your wife is like, don't sit on the couch. You're covered in dirt.
Well, Blossom and Six's wife wasn't there.
That's, I guess Nick, who is their wife, wasn't there. Mm-hmm. At any rate, we get through that whole nonsense. Blossom and Six have all their clothes hung up. Lizzie goes in. She says the epic line, you got any crap in this fridge? Which I fucking laugh. This is the only time I laughed in both of the episodes we watched tonight. And then she's like, I want to play. I want to do all this and that. She pulls down one of the shirts that's covered in blue dye.
Well, she's like, no, hold up. She's like, give me a shirt, you fuck. And Blossom's like, I'm not giving you a shirt. There. Like, how about you? Well, you didn't say anything about a shirt.
I said she pulls a shirt down under her face and gets covered in blue ink.
You're skipping all over the place. She told Blossom to give her a shirt first off. And Blossom's like, I give shirts to people who are nice. So try being nice. And then she pulls the shirt down and gets ink all over her face. I'm just trying to, I don't fucking know. I'm tired, man.
I know. I got
three and a half hours of sleep last night. Have kids.
This is the off the rails podcast for the ages.
I'm also, I feel a lot of pressure being on the Instagram live. So I
don't
apologize.
Have to just forget they're even there. Don't feel any pressure. I can't.
It's right in front of me. Cause if I move my phone, we're going to be looking at my ceiling on Instagram live.
We're never doing this again.
No, we're never doing this again. No, I decided that at minute one.
Yeah.
And then like, forget it. Let's go. The kid gets a blue dye all over her. And then she's like, this is all your fault. And I'm going to tell my parents and they're going to call the police and you're going to go to jail. Something along those lines.
Right. So then the parents call to bitch out Carol about Blossom. And then the parents, they're like, why don't you come over here and we'll talk it through. It turns out, surprise, surprise, they're fucking real dickholes.
And only Lizzie's mom is dressed like Little House on the Prairie. So Lizzie's mom dropped Lizzie off and you hear this like muscle car screech away. So I was expecting Lizzie's parents to be like leather jacket wearing, nose ring having, shaved headed people. No, her mom is dressed like Little House on the Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie. Yeah, it definitely sounded like
her dad was dressed like a normal dude, like Al Borland.
What was the? There was like a joke at the beginning about a guy with like a neck tattoo of a snake,
it was a different person,
but I zoned out and I zoned back in when like the parents pulled off. But clearly, the parents hate the kid because they got out of there. But these parents are expecting an apology from Blossom.
What I don't
rationally explain to Carol and Nick what happened in the previous scene.
Hold on a second, because in that previous scene, everyone wants to apologize. Carol's like, well, I should apologize. And Blossom's like, no, I should apologize. Nobody should apologize. This kid's a little
Nobody
should
apologize. That's true.
And then, like, Nick ends up apologizing. Carol apologizes. Blossom comes in and apologizes. And Lizzie's parents are just assholes about it. And then Nick fucking lays into him.
Nick lays into him and almost takes it a little bit too far and just, like, insults their fucking family lineage, basically, which he had coming. But it's like he brings the parents' fucking parenting into question, which of course, yes, we're all thinking it. I just thought it was a little extra for like, your kid's a brat.
Well, see, like he gave the parents a chance to be gracious and then they were dickholes. So he was like, all right. Like I would do probably the same thing Nick did. I would use maybe stronger language.
Well, but you definitely would use stronger language there. because at one point he's like, you're a jerk. No, you're worse than a jerk. You're, and Blossom says like a mega bonehead.
Yes.
the obvious progression there is you're a fucking dick.
Yeah, I would be swearing at him in front of all the children. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Kennedy was there. I wouldn't want to swear in front of Kennedy, but I would swear in front of this other shithead kid for sure. That kid, like, these parents do not care about their daughter, so neither do I.
Right, so we go back to the kitchen. Nick and Blossom just reflect on what had happened. They eat some ice cream.
Ellie drinks some ketchup.
Yeah.
Tony and Shelly come in. Sorry.
Yeah, Tony and Shelly come in. Not looking for food, even though they actually are, but then it's revealed that they want to make Blossom their godmother. Do you have a godparent? I always thought, I don't have any godparents, and nobody's asked me to be their godparent. It might be an American thing, but it also, I've always thought it's tied to religion.
It is. I'm not 100% sure which religion or religions it is. Maybe someone on the Instagram Live can tell us which religions have godparents.
Oh, they all left because we were arguing.
Oh, probably. Kaylin's still here.
Thanks, Kaylin.
The last comment that has been there for quite some time, Picard asked, is that a joke that you put ketchup in my ear to make me think my brain is bleeding? Is that the joke? I'm sure that's a reference to Full House or certainly a better show than Blossom.
Yeah, Blossom's terrible.
It's the first season, it had promise. It had all the guest stars, remember? First three Little seasons Richard had promise, and Alf.
If I'm being honest, man.
Yeah. Yeah, then Blossom went to Paris and we all shit ourselves.
Oh yeah, so after that happens, this is the actual best joke in the episode. It's the credits are going and Shelly is just like slamming food into her face. And Tony's like, you know, I knew when you got pregnant, you'd be eating for two people. I didn't think that the other person would be John Goodman.
You think that was the best joke of the episode? I think that's fat shamey and very aged. It shows its age.
That's true.
I think that's unfair to John Goodman. Caleb wants us to be his co-godfathers, by the way.
Sweet. Perfect.
We still have one person here. Thank you, Caleb.
That's the worst episode of Blossom Buddies.
That is the worst episode of Blossom Buddies. We have like 14, 13 something episodes of Blossom left to cover, and then we promise we're going to have a better podcast than this.
Yeah.
We're actually going to put some thought into it.
And if we do another show, we're going to like watch through some episodes, maybe not do a show that has 5 seasons.
Maybe not
do a show that we don't know the last season is that gets perpetually worse than the previous. So let's just get out of here because I want to talk about the next episode and not be a ball of stress.
Hold up.
So thanks for watching and listening. We're still going to put the audio version of this up. As chaotic as it may be, you can still watch this video version on my Instagram Live. But we have been the Blossom Buddies. Thank you for watching. You can also find us on all social media. But basically Instagram, just Google apparently. Blossom Buddies. And yeah, I mean, we have an Instagram, but
you know what's funny is that we use your Instagram and not like the Blossom Buddies Instagram. We would have had
there's no followers. There's no followers. We wouldn't have gotten the like 10 people that came through.
Thank you everyone who listened and watched live.
This will never happen again.
Yeah. I apologize to you.
Or if we do try it again, we will come prepared and Craig will be on a little bit more than 3 hours of sleep and not rated. Cut my jugular out.
Yeah, it's just the lack of sleep and the pressure and